in Tirkanei, that what they had, we had the opportunity, like Yom Pesach and Per Kamed Rav Huna, we had the opportunity to ask Rav Huna about this. And Vishalinu, we asked him, Vyomla, he said like this, that Shmutas Yerech B'Yoyv Kshera, that if the thigh of the Yoyv gets dislocated, it's still kosher, it's not a treifa by knife. If he tells the analogy, you said it's treifa, he says Kshera. And the Ashkechina Namal Rav Yemiyo, we also found Rav Yemiyo, Barabo, the Yosef Kabodik, but Shumas Agidim. He was also checking out birds to make sure it was caught near the thigh there, that the tzumas, the gidim, the veins were not caught there. And the Yach Shlomar, we had a sofer, we had a shalom on this. The Yach Shlomar, the Yach Shle, we asked him, Lo Yisov Lomar, Hod Yom Rav Huna Marav, that Shmutas Yerach B'yef is Kshero. He says, so what were you checking it out for? If the whole thing gets dislocated, so for sure, just the gidim, just the veins there get cut, it should be kosher. And normally, he said, "Dark Timno, you should know, I know Mastisina and I know Mishnah." We had before that says, "Behema shenechku raglehom, the behemoth as foot was cut off. Min ha'kuvo lamato, from the knee downwards is kshera. Min ha'kuvo lamala, from the knee upwards is like a psula. And v'chein shenitu tzumas agidim. The same thing with the tzumas agidim, these veins are taken away, were cut, it's also a trefa. And the yomer ravolo, v'chein b'yoyf, the same thing applies by knife. That the tzumas agidim of those veins, right above the knee of the leg is cut, those veins make it for treifa. If so, v'yamrilei, we ask the question, yochi kash the rav of the rav. That how could rav say that shmutas ayerach is kshero, and here rav holds that sumas agidim is a treifa. Ishtik kept quiet. V'yakshle, we ask back, v'dilma maybe, shonle the rav, there's a difference to rav, then shmut lechatucha, like we said before. V'yamrilei, he said back to me, V'yat mefosh shmaita to the Rav, like you mean to explain this Torah to yourself, you should know, the famous Shema Rav, Rav said this himself clearly, that shmuto kshera, if the whole bone is dislocated, that's not so bad, that's still kshera, but chatucha psula, case that's cut there by tzuma segidim, that's worse, that makes it for treifa. Now, v'yat ma b'yotcho, what do you hold in your hand, how do you hold, like this is what we said over, now what do you hold about this? He says, "Hochi Yom Rav Chiya Baram." The Baravashi. This is what Rav Chiya Baravashi said. That Om Rav, the name of Rav, he said like this: that Shmutas Yerach B'yoyf is like a treifa. Even that's a treifa. No, if the Shmutas Yerach, just a thigh, is dislocated out of place, even though you don't break the Tzumas Agidim, that's also called a treifa. And V'chein Om Rav Yaakov Baridi, Om Rav Yechonon, that Shmutas Yerach B'yoyf is treifa. And Echnami, if the Yerach, the thigh, gets dislocated in the bird, that also makes it for treifa, even though the tumas agidim were not broken. The Yom Rav Yaakov Baridi, Ilamoli, have Rav Yechonon Biyasra, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that Rav Yechonon was in the city, the Oirul Bo, that he paskined, Chavroso Latero, Leipirchus, Chavroso, which means Chaverim, Leipirchus means Lehoyoko Lunoid, Chinaf Ulakanter, Afilwem is Dava, if they would have passed like this, you wouldn't have said a thing. Like, you have to be afraid of them. If you would have been in, met them, you would have been afraid of them. Out of the fear from him. So they say, the Yom Yeh, that he says the word, Yilmolei have Rabbi Yechonon Biyasra, the Aruyeh by Chavrus Latero. The one that Rabbi Yechonon was there was Matarit, like Pirchas, you wouldn't have moved. Like, you wouldn't have moved from fear. The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rebbe, Shemutas Yerach B'yotus Kshera. That if the thigh gets out of place by a bird, it's like a Kshera. And Vetanagurlus Hoysla Rabbi Chanina, Vetanagurlus Chanina had a hen, Shenishamto Yerach Shalom, that his thigh went out of place, and Vevila from there, they brought in front of Rebbe, Vetiruloi. And Rebbe also paskin that smutus not a treifus kshera. Olmolcha Rebbe Chanina, and Chaniva went to salt as if to say it's kshera. Rashi says Olmolcha Rebbe Chanina, they liskayim v'yochol laharus yom rab. The people shall to show it over that this type of a chicken, this type of an over oif, they were matter. V'hitul the Rebbe here. Rebbe Chanina. He had the heavy moribor, and he was paskin He was paskin alocha l'tamidim that zeh hetli Rebbe. He wants to show his tamidim such a shal like this. I once shown in front of Rebbe. Rebbe was matter for me. Zeh hetli Rebbe. This Rebbe was matter for me. In this case of shmuta, he says yerach b'yoy field is k'shera. The Gemara comes out though, but v'leh tilchus ha'chol ha'nishmaitato. We do not paskin like all these Gemaras. El rather kiho like this case. Kishor Rebbe Yosi ben Roy. As Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, yes, Rabbi Yosef ben Roy, yes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kederis Kono, the Kama. As she says, Kederis Kono means Kono, Shenikta Mimenu Chaticho, Kimin Aruba. You have a Kono that was cut out of it like a window, like a piece of meat was cut out of it. But the shah was, how big does the hole have to be in a Kono? We have what we have. The psuka is psukas hagageris, means you cut through right of it. What's going to be if you have like a window, like a hole there that takes up part of the meat? How much of it makes a trefer? That was a shayla. Kederis kona bekama means you make like a window in the corner. How big does that have to be to make it a trefer? Or Malay said that thing. Listen, mishnah shleim mishnah. We learned a clear mishnah. It says clearly, at kisur atalki. It says if you have a hole in the corner that mamish makes a chosa there, so that's be missing enough the width of this coin, the isra talki. That's how wide it has to be. So your shalurosa, if you made like a window in it, you hollow it out, you cut it out, it has to be the size of isra talki, this coin. Omele said back to him, balay rochel achas hoisa. There was one rochel by them, the rochel hoisa bishkenusoi shenekta koneshalo. That their corner, the windpipe, had a hole in it, and the also loy kerumim shakana, the choisa, and it healed up. What's also kerumim shakana? As she says, yeah, krumis, but rochbo v'sasmurbo. Yeah, they made a tool basis of kind of reeds, and it healed up. That's what happened to this lamb. Yeah. So you see what? That even though it's very big, still it can heal up. It's not going to be a trefa. Or Malois, he said back to him, V'yado atzomach, on this type of a mice you want to rely, V'aloi halokha ravchas b'Yisrael. There's a clear halokha in Klal Yisrael. That shmuta sierach b'yev trefa. That if the thigh moves out of place and the bird becomes a trefa. And still, for Tanagolus Hoysel Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Shimon ben Chalafta had a hen. Shenishmu to Yerach Shalom, by him it happened, by his hen, that the Yerach, the thigh, came out of place. The Yosla Shfafera Shokona, and also they made a tube out of reeds. And the Choysa, and it healed up. So you see, even a wheel that's a tray for us, sometimes it could heal up. Ela Mayasachme, what do you have to say? Turch Yud Beis Chedish Hevei. This was the middle of Yud Beis Chedish. Is Achinami Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Hevei. It was Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Rashi says Yud Beis Chodesh. Rashi says what? Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Choisa Maka healed up. Ol Esayv Yud Beis Chodesh Tomeso. The tray fad Yud Beis Chodesh Choyes. Therefore, there's no proof. We hold Takas a tray for me and it's going to die. But not that it has to die today or tomorrow. It can still live for 12 months. So the Pshat is healed up and it lived till the end of the 12 months. But by then it died. See, also could be it just healed up. Ben Achnami is going to die. It's still called a treifa. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omru Olof HaRav Shimon Ben Chalafto. It was said about the Shimon Ben Chalafto, Shaskim Medvorim Hoya. He was Isaac in Dvorim, used to dash in certain things, like we'll soon see later, the Gemara explains, what does it mean to say he was an Askin? He was like, he was Isaac in things. The Mursa Zakopon says about the Shimon ben Chalafta that, for Yoisa Dovri tested out something, Loitzi Meliba Shreb Yehuda, to go the opposite of Reb Yehuda, the people should not paskin, like to prove that he was wrong. What was the case? Shereb Yudah, because Shereb Yudah used to say like this, in Nitla Hanoitza Psula. Shereb Yudah used to say that if the fine feathers were taken off from a bird, it would die. It's called a treifa. In Nitla Hanoitza Psula. Now, Rabbi Shimon wanted to prove not like that. for Tanagoilus Hoysel of Shimben Chalafta. Mishim Chalafta had a hen, she nitlo noitze shlo, that all its small feathers were taken off. And what did he do with it? The nicha betaner, so now he took this hen and he put it inside the oven. He put it in the oven, the tolele b'matlis, and he like wrapped it around with cloth, shel tasoyim, made out of tasoyim, made out of like bronze, the gidlo kinofayim, lo achreinim yoisim and orishainim, and he came up, he put it into the oven to warm it up a little bit. What happened was that new feathers grew back, even bigger and nicer than the first ones. Skirt proves that there can't be a treifa. To be a treifa, it wouldn't grow back nicer than it was at the beginning. Smor still says, no, V'duma may be k'savra b'yuda, treifa mishabachas. Maybe if Yuda holds, even though an animal has a din treifa on it, it could still grow and get a little bit bigger, like we learned before. It's not going to die today. It has 12 months to live. So at the end of these 12 months, maybe get a little bit bigger, then it'll die. So that the feathers grew back again, that's no proof to say it's not a treifa. Mor still says, and came if so, the media dimitrifor bo hegdilu, the media dimitrifor bo, his name is actually, but to me it's a question, like his name is Stavro, that this thing that makes him into treifa should grow back and become better than it was before. And the fact that it doesn't have feathers on it makes it into a treifa, so it's not Stavro that these feathers will grow back bigger. So as soon as they grew back bigger, that's a proof, not like a Buddha, that's not a treifa. So Mor says, that's not mistavro to say that these feathers should grow back better now, the second one's better than they had before. So that's the core proof to say that it's not a treifa. Rashi's betmiya nehi de mishabechas b'shari vorem, maybe other ways it could grow better, but in this thing that makes it into treifa, it's not mistavro to say it'll become better. So that's how Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta proved that Rabbi Yehuda was wrong. Now the Gemara Stam says, "My askim b'dvorim." What do you mean to say the Shimon Chalafta was called an askim b'dvorim? Rashi says, "Lo mo nikra shmoy askin." Why was it called an askin? Somewhere Mishashim, Shasal this, Tachsif. As a pasuk in Mishlei says, "Leich el memolo." There's a pasuk to say that you should go to the ant. But so, a lazy person, you should go watch the way an ant acts. Read the Rache, see its ways. V'chacham, and then you become smart from that. Asherein l'kotzen, as you see by the ants, there's no chief over there, a shaiter, there's no perfect law overlooks it, there's no moshe, there's no ruler. Tochin b'kayetz lachma, and it prepares bread in the summer for a long time. So like this, Omar, so Shimon Chalafta said, Ezel echsei, let me go and check out by these ants. He said to himself, Shimon Chalafta said, let me go find out whether it's true. Ivadai, who the last Lomalka, the true Lashem HaMelech said that they have no king, so he wanted to go try it out. So he went to Tkufas Thomas. He went in the middle of the summer, Parsel Glima, he spread out a coat over an anthill, Akina, on a con where the ants are, and therefore Akina Deshumshami. So where the ants are, he made it shady there. So Nofrak Osachad Minayu, what happened was when one ant came out, he like Nofrak Osachad Minayu, Asnach Bei Simni, he put a simon on that one ant. He put a simon on it. The Shimon Chalafta like made a mark on it. Oil Omalahu Nofatula. So this ant Rises went inside and told the other ants inside that it's shady outside. So therefore Nofak Viyasi, all the ants came outside. So Shimon Chalafta saw all the ants coming outside. The Leah Leglime, he like removed his coat. And Nofal Shimsha, so the sun started to beat down upon them. So Nofal Shimsha, Noflo Levekatle. So the ants ganged up on that first ant that came out and told them to come out and killed it. So Shimon Chalafta saw this, he said like this, Omar, Shimon Amida, from here there's a proof that Les Lu Malka, for sure they have no king. Why? There's no ruler. The Yislahu Hamuna de Malka, there would have been like a government there, there would have been a king like Lili Boy. The Yislahu Hamuna de Malka Lili Boy, don't they have to get permission from the king to kill? You can't stop kill. You have to have permission from the king. That's why they have no king. So Amulei Ravacha Bered Rav Ravashi. So Rabbi Rabbi said back to Ravashi, the Duma may be merely Malka Evi Badayu. Maybe they have a king, just the king was with them. So the king right here and then said he could kill him. That they had already permission from the king to do what they want. In between one king and another king. And so that one day there was no ruler. Just the pasuk says, just at that day when there's no king to do what they want. But maybe really ants do have kings. So this maisi can't prove it. Ela rather samach and nusa b'shleima. About the Yatsu Yisaymech on the mnemonis of Shlomo Melech that he knew that ants have no king. A Kopen Asma Hashem Echlatu was called an Askim Medvorim. He went to be Isaac to prove these words of Shlomo Melech. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rafun Rafunah says, Simon L'Treifa Yud Beis Chodesh, a simon of a treifa is Yud Beis Chodesh. Rashi says if it lives 12 months, then you know for sure it's not a treifa. Mason had the question, Simon L'Treifa Kol Shen Yeledis, it says the simon of a treifa is if the animal can't give birth. Meaning if the animal gives birth, that's a proof it's not a treifa. That if it gets better than it was before, that's also proof it's not a treifa. Misnavno v'lechas, it gets worse and worse. If you do a shik treifa, that's the right, it's a treifa. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, simon l'treifa shleishim yom. The Rebbe holds no, 30 days. If it lives 30 days, that's the proof it's not a treifa. Omula, they said back to Reb Shimon, a lot of them want to have treifa, clear for 2 or 3 years. Rav Kashal Rav, Huna, the Yud Beis Chodesh Lekal Mandiyamam, that out of all these Mandiyamam here, nobody holds Yud Beis Chodesh. So how could he say the proof of Simon Treifa is Yud Beis Chodesh? And he had a different Shiurim, whether it's Yeledis, whether it's 30 days, whether it's 2 or 3 years. The Tanya would learn like this. Of a gugolis, when you have a crack, let's say, in the skull, a chieshbo nekev echod, or it has to be one long hole. A fill the kovim haverim star from the molamikadeach. And even a lot of small holes can make up the measurements of one molamikadeach. Of a drill. Now, Omreb Yeseb ben Amishulim, maise bein velechod. Happened. It's called cracked open. But they put something over it to protect it, and he lived. We'll continue on. Stop. From the bottom on that Nun Zayin of a base, that the Shaila was exactly how long can a treifa live. So the first man Yom said not more than Yud Beis Chodesh. So you have questions as mashma of the simonim. So I ended up and said, they're really tanoi, it's like a machlekes tanoim, whether how long a treifa could live. The Tanya learned like this. Of the gugolis, achir bo nekev echod oruch, by the gugolis, by the skull, if there's a hole there that has a chesaron, something's missing there. There, if the size of the hole has to be the size of a mola mekadeach, a drill. So if you have one long hole, even though it's made out of a lot of different holes, but start from all these holes together, and start come together, to the shear, if it's all that a drill goes through. And here Rashi says this is a shan about tumas oil, whether it has tumas oil or not. But I call upon him, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, that Maiso b'Invol, it happened in a story in the case of, in the city of Invol, that b'yechad one person, that his skull, why it was cracked open, there was a hole there. But he also lay chiduk shakriya, and they made a bandage around it. Rashi says, chaticha shodalas yivesham, the leaf of a dried out pumpkin-like. They put around his skull, they put around, and v'choy he lived. So who were the kashvah, who were the traces, how could he live? So in this omelet of Shimon Lezer says, Mishom raya, is there any raya from over here? I'll tell you, yamay sacham hoya. This was during the summer months when it was still hot outside. But the chiv and shavu love yemais atzina. As soon as the winter came and came the cold months, miyad meis, right away he died. So Rashi says the pshat from this man the yom is a treifa has to live 12 months. If it lives 12 months, that's a proof he's not a treifa. But anything less than that, it's not a proof he's not a treifa. Because it could be either the winter is harmful for him to kill him, or the summer is harmful for him. So the only proof is there's not a treifa if he lives through both 12 months. So that's the shita before that he holds
a treifa, amrafuna, similar treifa would use Beis Chodesh. The other one says, amravacha by Yaakov, halacha, what's the halacha that a treifa yeledis, even though an animal is a treifa, still it could give birth. It's no proof to say the fact that it gives birth is not a treifa. No, it could still be a treifa. Umishabacha, so what then a treifa could still become better? It'll die, but it could become better right now. In fact, it becomes a little bit better, that's no proof to say it's not a treifa. The Omra Meimah says like this. There was Omra Meimah that Hani Beya the Treifa. We have eggs that were hatched that came out from a chicken from a bird that was a treifa. So Lachos like this. Shichla